Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists. We're not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we said...
We love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hey everyone, we're back in the room with a bunch in a box. Of red wine. Box wine, just as you know it. Sponsored by... No, we're not sponsored by...
I wish we were, because we love it, don't we?
We love it. Do you want to pour me some then, bitch?
Okay.
Oh, God, it slid back in. I don't know why it does it. It just kind of creeps back in.
I was going to say, it's the moment you have a drink, but you haven't had a drink
no,
yet.
No, it's kind of when I'm tired, you know? It's like when I'm like, ugh. And then I just say... I've not had red wine in ages. It seems quite strange to have red wine in summer, but... Oh, you've broken the seal. She's breaking the seal, everyone. Right, it's Vranac grape. I think I'm saying that wrong, but... Okay, ready?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Quite like that.
Quite dry.
I was going to say it's quite fruity, or is that just my bad description?
Yeah, but it's not, like, sweet. It's, like, quite a dry...
It's delightful. Like,
really nice. We love a bunch of box.
We do. I also... They look so cool. Like, imagine that, like, a... I was going to say a Hendy.
I'm not sure they look Speaking so cool. What Hendy's, do you mean? I like a bottle.
I do prefer a bottle, but that is like
as far as a boxed wine goes, it's a really, and I like a bunch in a box, bunch of grapes.
I think it's really cool, and also it's so much cheaper than bottles. That's so cheap.
I know, it's mad.
There's three bottles in that.
That's wild. I might take it to a festival. I'm going to Wilderness. I might just pack the car full of that.
By the way, guys, Sophie was meant to get me tickets for it, and just forgot.
I haven't got myself tickets yet.
Right.
I just got the accommodation, which you need to giddy up on and get.
I don't think I'll bother to go.
I know. I knew you would hate it when you're there. So I just knew it.
Is it not fun?
Well, I just can't imagine it. You hate dirt.
I hate dirt, but I love Glastonbury. You hate dirt.
Yeah, but I can get stuck in.
Yeah, so can I. To be fair, we're both like pretty bad when we complain about stuff. But a festival, when it's your own choice to be in a position, you just get on with it.
Yeah, but if
it's
I
when
was
you're
dra-
being it's- made to go there for work or something, you're like, oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
when
yeah.
it's a different
then
thing.
Then we're like, we're cold.
Guys, we were known as like the complainers when we used to film for Chelsea. It was really bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sass. To be fair, we were put in quite cold conditions sometimes.
We actually
And we're
were.
Cold girls.
We really were. We're cold girls. What can we do? Right, okay, guys. We've got loads to discuss before we dig into the dilemmas because it's been a week full of...
A week
the
and
content.
A half.
It's been a week and a half of content that we've all wanted and we've all needed.
Like, yeah.
Have we ever seen a Kardashian wedding or any celebrity wedding in that matter so up close and personal? Like,
Kim got married fully on camera once. Actually, both times she got married on camera.
No, that almost felt like it's different to this. This was like the inside, like their social media. Like you could follow like all of the guests there.
How many guests were there?
They're not very many. But apparently, word on the street is they're going to do another huge one in LA. What did we think of her dress?
I didn't like it. And, you know, I know that it's like each their own, but I just did not like it.
It basically was like a Dolce & Gabbana old, meant to look like a vintage lingerie.
Lingerie, yeah.
I got it, but I think for a wedding, like it was her first wedding, like she could have gone all out. I like the veil though. Like I know it was really gothic and really religious, but they are really religious. Like Travis
I think
is
it
a
was,
huge Catholic and
I
so
think
are the
it
Kardashians.
Was more him. Like I think if it was like her by herself without his influence, she would have a completely different thing. But I think she's so taken on his style, right?
That's what bums me out about it all.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I get everyone loves Kravis, but Courtney never used to dress like this. She was kind of like really clean and like wholesome and chic and like really mumsy. Mm. And like, I love her. Like her style now really suits her, but I'm like, is that you? And I don't know whether it's her. I'm like, you're just trying to be this sort of like gothic, like
yeah.
Pam and Tommy vibe.
Vibe.
You know what I mean?
I do agree.
But nonetheless, she did look banging and everyone looked really cute. And Penelope being the flower girl with her little red hair was so
sweet.
I didn't
think I've actually seen... Oh, yeah, but she genuinely looked like she was going to a Halloween party. Not
that right. was the whole vibe. So they were all dressed in Dolce & Gabbana, which yeah. obviously has caused a massive stir because I don't know whether it's Stefani or the other one, but one of them basically has done, like, quite misogynistic, I think, like, not been that...
They're not kind people, I don't think. To
well,
like...
one of them apparently is not, like, way worse than the other. And he, like, called Selena Gomez ugly or something on social media. Anyway, that's why I think it's really bad. And everyone's got mad about it. But, like, the whole thing was literally just a Dolce & Gabbana. It was like they literally threw up all over the wedding. It looked right. amazing, but they were on Dolce & Gabbana yachts.
Whoa.
They were in Dolce & Gabbana suites. They were... Everything was Dolce & Gabbana. Like, they literally... I'm like, did they get paid for it?
I don't know how these things work. All I'll say is it's very different to anything I've ever seen from a celebrity wedding.
But kind
actually,
of it is.
You know what kind of reminds me of? Do you remember Christine Quinn's celebrity wedding? Celebrity wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding. Hers is all very gothic and
no,
black.
No.
Not
no,
in the same no, sense no. as this, but it was. She wore a black... Do you not
yeah,
remember?
But hers was like glitz and glam and so new. This was like...
Yeah.
This was like old Dolce & Gabbana, Italian, like Portofino. Like, it was so different, apart from the black. Like, Christine Quinn was like...
Oh, no, wait, sorry. She wore white her wedding.
No, she wore... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought she wore black for a minute. She wore white, but it's just the gothic thing right, that's yeah. throwing me off. I just saw one picture and I was like, nah. I also just thought that, like, they'd already done it, so I was a bit confused because I thought they already got married, like, in the back garden or something.
We know Melissa's not up to scratch with her celebrity gossip, is
no.
she?
No.
We use these sessions.
I also know it sounds so bad, but I'm so uninvested in the Courtney and Travis thing. Like, I'm so uninvested.
I know, so am I, guys.
Just don't care. I'm like, yeah, sweet, you got married again in a gothic outfit again.
I just
again.
Don't care either. I just way don't prefer care. Kylie. I way prefer
Yeah, I don't want to give her the airtime, sorry.
I feel bad saying that. Like, she's so happy, but I know
yeah,
what
yeah.
you
That's lovely, but I don't care for it. I just don't. I'm not that interested in it. Doesn't tickle my fancy at all.
Yeah, it's the sloppy kisses. I think King Kylie's coming back, though. I think she's taking a comeback. You know how, like, she had her moment. She was all over TikTok. She, like, the Gen Zs love her. And then she, like, dropped off the face of the earth for a bit. I think she's coming back. She's okay. been TikToking all over the shop.
Has she?
Yeah. And she's like using memes from the Kardashians.
Stop. She used to be really funny back in the day, like on YouTube. Like, used to make really funny impression videos, like when she was really young.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
She's coming back with her personality. Lovely stuff.
Lovely stuff.
Right, you've got to fill me in on this whole Christine podcast on Call Her Daddy podcast.
Okay, so I'm halfway through it. Right. She sounds like a different person on it, so that's thrown me completely.
Oh.
She... Update, basically, she says that the whole thing's fake. Like, she didn't even...
Selling Sunset.
Sunset. She says the storyline about Emma saying that she bribed is completely fake.
And of course she would say that.
And then she also says she never even got asked to come. But, like, can she lie? Surely they can sue her. And she said that, basically, you know, when she got asked to come in for a talk to get basically fired, she was like, I never even got the call time. She basically said it's like completely, it's a show. And before all of it started, like, she's an actor on it. That's what she's sort of saying. But her backstory is like, she basically is all for sugar daddies, which kind of threw me. I get what she meant in a sense that why do the women who choose to be with the sugar daddy get all the shit rather than the man who is paying for a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But she didn't word it in a way that I think was very responsible. I think people listening at young children would be like, oh, great, I'll go on a website and get an arrangement with an older man who's going to fund my life. That's basically what she's saying. She was like, hey, go for it. Like, I'm all for it. But I don't think that's correct. She should have worded it differently. I know, I'm really good at it.
She's really passionate and the accent was really quite good.
I know, this really hurts my head today because I'm that swollen from Tiff's hand.
Oh yeah, guys, so we've just been in our first ever Hendy and we were together and it was really fun. We had the best time. So we were very drunk on the second day. Me and Sophie were down in my little bedroom. I think Ruby was there too, not sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, so one of the girls that's there, she's a bit older than us and she's a mum. So she's obviously like just a bit more caring and like motherly.
She wasn't a mum, she's just pregnant.
No, Andrea. And she could hear like screaming, crying coming from our room. Thought that I was crying and like I'd smashed glass and like just cut my leg open or something. Apparently it was that traumatic. Comes down, looks through the window. Apparently we're crying with laughter, like pissing
ourselves.
Wait, she
looked through the
door? Yeah, she came down to check, looked through the window and was like, oh no, they're fine, they're just laughing. And apparently I'm like, like crying with laughter.
Yeah, we were crying the whole time.
Don't remember that at all.
Right, I don't have any recollection. Honestly, I don't.
Oh, gosh.
Also, I
say it again.
I drank the vitamin C.
Oh my god, guys! We got the sweetest little like goodie bags.
I can't go.
And there was all these like amazing treats. So there was like lots of skincare bits. You know, like little sample-y bits too of skincare and like masks. And there was this vitamin C that was like in a little sachet. Sophie was like, "Oh yeah, yeah." It's a. I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth, having a lovely time, cleansing myself, ready for the flight home. Sophie's obviously like, need to give myself some vitamin C. So she goes into this sachet, sucks it all into her mouth, and then I hear this screaming. Honestly, it was blood curdling from the other room. I was like, what? And then I ran in. She just spits all the stuff on the floor, this bright orange stuff. I was like, what the fuck? And she runs to the bathroom and she's like, my insides are burning. Rinsing her mouth. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I was like, you just drunk a skincare serum, relax, it's obviously not bad. She's like, Melissa, crying, you know, and I look at it and it's actually a vitamin C tablet that you can take, and she ate it. Was an edible thing, and I was like,
I don't believe it was, because if you guys have ever tried, well, I'm sorry, I don't know what brand that was, but I've never tasted something so vile in my entire life. Right, I've been sucking on those Zuki things, they're friggin' delightful.
Those Zuki things are like jelly babies in a tube.
I have to stop myself from having more than one. I'm
they're
like,
so yummy.
Oh, they're so yummy.
Anyhow, that was the morning after. It was a very, very fun hen day, and we got home. But it was actually quite wholesome. Like,
it was really wholesome.
It was very, boozy, but I think because the second day we just did day drinking, that's why it was so nice.
Yeah, the first night we left a dinner, and we went and ate chicken nuggets and chips and burgers. Yeah,
from like a little van.
From a van.
And also, guys, Sophie's like, I want to ground my feet. So she takes her shoes off and tries to walk out in the middle of the street in the middle of Saint-Tropez on this like grubby side street where we're getting fast food. There's stuff all over the floor. And I was like, hun, don't ground your feet here. Put the shoes back on. I was like, there's nicer places where you can ground your feet.
My heels are so destroyed.
I don't know how. Mine were fine. What the hell did you do?
I think I took them off low, so they just, and then.
Yeah,
I
got
what
stumbled.
The hell did I do?
I don't know.
I think I like took them up upstairs, and then like the owner must have like dragged them through the
mud. Oh, golly gosh. Anyhow, it was very, very fun.
Right, guys, also, we've had some juicy little piece of information from someone here. So our sound engineer made eyes with someone on a tube, and then they'd made eyes so much on the tube that by the end of the tube journey, he like went and asked her out. And I just think that's so lovely. I don't think things like that.
I have not heard of that ever happening, and I wish that would happen to me. Have you ever had that where you've seen someone fit and you're like, we're looking at each other, there's something here, and then they just get off the tube, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I have had it when I've seen someone fit, and I'm like, oh my god, he's
they
so
love
fit.
Me, yeah.
But I've never been like, does he love me back? But then they've never asked me yet.
Yeah, so they obviously don't.
But I have had it when I've like walked down the street and like men have been like, excuse me, where's the gym? And I'm like, that way. And then they run back and they're like, oh, sorry, I just wanted to ask you on a date. And I'm like, no, no, no.
And they would shut up. Has that happened to you more than once? Or is it just the once?
No, I've had it quite a lot of times. And I honestly...
About the gym? How
not about
it?
The gym. Well, God, no, so I usually walk around in gym kit. I did actually have it twice about the gym. I swear to God. And I was like, is this a no chat?
This girl looks hench as fuck.
I was in a gym kit. No, so I once actually had it on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
And it was the same guy, and he used to use the same chat up line. And I genuinely was like, he's from Taken. I called Jamie, and I had an ex-boyfriend before, and I think I called them at the time. So it happened 2 years in advance. Like, he was on Oxford Street. He literally...
Did he ask you if you wanted a coffee?
He was exactly looked like the guy from Taken, like, same accent. And he said to me, are you from London? Like, he thought I was foreign. And I think and then he was like, do you want to go for a coffee? And I was like, no. And then it happened like a year later, and I was like, sorry.
I've had it on Oxford Street where they've asked me if I wanted a latte before, and they kept following me.
Yeah. I swear that he's a guy, he's trying to steal girls. It was weird.
He was like, can I get you a latte? And I was like, and it was like when COVID was a thing, and I was like, stay away from me, 2 meters. And he was like, and he was like, what?
Stay away from me. I honestly just think I kept my headphones in. I was like, no.
I looked
at him. And he followed me, followed me, followed me. And I was like, no.
Yeah, they followed. Maybe it's the same guy.
Maybe he just goes to Oxford Street.
And it was the coffee.
Why are we his prey?
I don't know. I think
I was offended he thought that he could get a coffee with me. Like, he didn't. He was not my type.
I have that when you're like, gosh, how do you think that I'm going to agree to that? And it sounds really bizarre and weird. But then if he was my dream boy, I'd be like, yeah, I'll go with you.
I know. If a boy asked me for a coffee and he was really fit on the side of the street, I'd be like, that's just weird. Like, you've
yeah,
got
it's
it.
Weird in itself.
Up.
I know. But then
it shouldn't
this
be.
Situation on the tube is because it's so unusual, right? We're not used to it. Back in the day, this is how people used to meet guys.
No.
Maybe we shouldn't be such assholes. But the creeps thing about following someone down the street, being like, I want to buy you a coffee, and then when you're like ignoring them, they keep following, that's different.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it? It's weird.
But making the eyes with someone, like, so much is said through body language and eye contact, I believe.
Yeah, because she was obviously giving back, and that's what obviously made him want to go over. It's very different to someone who's got their headphones in, looking down, and some weirdo chasing them down the street.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, if they say no, you're never going to see them again. That's the worst that's going to happen.
I agree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Right, I'm going to read out the first dilemma. Girls, I have a wedding-related dilemma I would love to hear your opinion on. Right, this is going to be your section. I was engaged years ago and have bought a wedding dress, .. I still have it, not for sentimental reasons. It's been in my mum's wardrobe, so it's just been left there. And the dress is my dream dress. I've asked my husband-to-be, would it be out of the question for me to wear the wedding dress I have already got? And it's been a flat-out no from him. Right, okay, so she's bought this wedding dress for a previous... Right. Yeah. But he has never ever seen the dress. Would it be massively rogue of me to wear the dress anyway, as he wouldn't know, or would it be too disrespectful?
I would do that. I would just wear it. It's my dream dress.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the man. Sorry, this is my dress and like my day.
Yeah, and the dream dress. You're not going to get another dream dress. You're going to have to get the same dress made by a different woman and for her to sew in another bead.
You know what
do? Sew in
his yours initials.
Yeah, so it makes it.
It makes it more personal and like maybe add some other little extra bits that changes it a little bit.
Sew in like
change the veil, maybe change the way your hair was going to be. So it just
she might do that, but definitely the sewing in the initials is key. And then it's his, lovely. And then just show him that, and he never needs to know. In 10 years' time. When you're pregnant and you or whatever, and 10 years time when you're living the dream and you're married and happy, just laugh over it over a glass of wine or take it to the grave.
I would take it to the grave with you. There's no point in bringing that. There's no point. I mean, that's going to do no good at all.
Okay, so our advice is to lie to your husband to be, especially
you don't have to lie, you just don't have to tell him the truth. Be like, look at my lovely new dress. Like, it don't technically say
no.
Would be.
Yeah, it would be no. Just it would say
be
lovely,
no. It'd be different.
No, get something on it, mm-hmm. And then you say, no, I've had this made, I've had this personalised, and then it just throws him straight off.
I understand why he's being weird about it, but at the same time, it's a bit small-minded. Like, at the end of the day, it's a wedding dress. Flying, I wouldn't care.
Like, that's like, that is like sleeping in the same bed as Jamie's ex. Like,
and me being
like,
weird about
you've
it.
You've got to buy
no,
me
you
bed.
Know what, you know what it is? It's like you having a wedding planned at a certain venue that he loves and then wanting to get married at the same venue.
See, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, it's
so
like
I do
that.
Get it.
I do get it, but at the same time,
it's the fit. It's would you so get different?
Yeah, and it's like
that's
the
her.
Dress is so fucking
the
expensive.
Venue's both two people. The dress is just her. It didn't have anything to do with the old fiance. Whereas the venue was both of them. They'd looked around it together. They'd chose it. The old fiance never saw the dress because they never made it down the aisle. You could sell that and then get someone to make you one very similar from scratch and show her, and you know, sell it and get the money and use it for the new dress.
I agree. I think it depends on what the financial situation, what the budget is for the dress. So if it's like you need to save
and how
as much
time
as possible, just wear the same dress and get some things added to it. But if we're going to be really sensitive here towards your husband to be, which I think is probably a good idea to.
Right, so we've done a 360. We don't think you should lie. I think you should wear exactly the same dress, but if you can get it made exactly the same and sell this one,
yeah,
because you've got no sentimental reason to it. If you don't have the budget to do that, just wear the goddamn dress and sew his initials on it and just take it to the grave, hon. Yeah. Right.
Giving you two options there.
Yeah, let us know what you do. Okay, dilemma two. So I matched with a guy on Tinder a couple of weeks ago and we started messaging on WhatsApp, then agreed to a date last Friday.
He doesn't have a picture on WhatsApp, fair enough, but also has his name as
Dash.
Oh.
His name is literally a dash, which is freaking odd, and he's got right.
Do we think he's a Tinder swindler? He deleted Tinder last week, bit odd again, and has sent pictures of videos of himself half naked. Oh. No, but never with his face. My God, you're getting catfish, babe. Never use the word babe ever, but whatever.
He cancelled
our date on Friday last minute because his dad was ill, and we rescheduled to this Friday. Both my best friends who don't know each other think he's giving off catfish
rice. Obviously.
What are your thoughts? There's something about him that I'm uncertain of, but I don't know if it's just he's crazy attractive and kind of insecure. So I'm almost expecting there to be something wrong with him. What are your thoughts, girls? Also, you didn't have any social links to say... Tinder, no. And I haven't asked him if he's on Insta, but I'm just wondering if you think
okay, this is odd, I would never ever
he's catfishing by ever he's a freak.
Meet someone unless I could see their social media Same. And who they're friends with and like pictures them with their Same. Friends and their family. I just think from like a safety point of view, that's just like what I would do. I would never ever Same. Ever do that.
Same.
This is a red light to the extreme. You haven't met him, you don't like him, sack this off right now. This is
You don't know if you it's, like him. You've also, seen some photos on Tinder. It is catfish.
It's catfish. And also from a safety point of view, I don't like this.
And also, why the fuck has he not got a name? And why is he like not got a WhatsApp photo? It's so creepy.
It's very shady and bizarre.
Please don't message him
back.
Yeah,
please, please, please don't. And please don't go and see him. I really don't like this at all.
Same. It's giving me heebie-jeebies everywhere. I really He's a catfish don't think this is in a box. Idea.
In a and box?
I don't know.
He's a catfish in a box.
The box was a bunch of box and it just... What am I doing? Right. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Dilemma 3. One of my closest friends split up with her boyfriend 4 years-ish, about a year and a half ago. We always got on during their relationship. They ended quite nastily and she can't stand him. Him and I have remained friends, which she is okay with, but has always been in a bit of an awkward situation. I now feel like I have slight feelings for him and I know they are reciprocated. I knew this was coming. I knew she was going to say that. We have lots in common and get along so well, and I do feel like I could see something with him, but I feel like I would be completely betraying my friend. I was friends with her first and have been for years. I don't know whether to tell her how I feel and that we have spent quite a lot of time together or leave it for now to see if anything progresses as it's still very early days.
I think you need to tell her. Oh, God. Right. So walk me through it again.
So one of her friends was dated this guy for like 2.5 years. Is that what she said? Boyfriend, four years.
Oh. No,
about a year and
no,
a half ago.
I'm so, really
they've been,
sorry.
So they've been broken up for a year and a half. Their relationship was 4 years, Why but it was nasty. She hates him, doesn't like him, and she always remained friends with him because obviously they 4 years, that's like you and Jamie breaking up now. Like I don't know if I would not ever speak to Jamie again. We'd probably still be friendly. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of vibe. And then a year and a half later, she can't stand
but
him.
If I hated Jamie, you'd have to take my side. So I don't get why she's not.
It depends what kind of situation they're in like a friendship group. If they're in a friendship group circle, like...
Right, okay.
I'm going to put myself in my like school friendship group. Like all the ex-boyfriends are still friends with the friends because like they're in the same friendship group and see each other like most weekends, Fine. Whatever. So they obviously still spend time together and now they're growing these feelings. You know, this sort of shit happens. Some people just fall in love and it's really unfortunate.
I guess I can't really talk because I kind of...
Yeah, you fell in love with someone. I know, it's hard when there's... And, you know, your friend Emily went through the same thing. You know, she fell in love with your ex-boyfriend. It happens all the time. This is actually more usual than you think it is. What it just feels so awful.
Okay, because I've been through it with Emily and vice versa. How I would... There's no right way. You don't know until it's happened to you what the right way. But I wish right from the get-go... I had been told, even if there's feelings been caught, I wish that that had happened. And obviously Emily didn't know and we're literally best friends now, it's all fine. But I wish that in hindsight, I reckon I would have found it way easier. What I didn't like was not knowing. I felt like an idiot. So right. I think for you, I know it sounds premature, but I would literally, if you're best friends with her.
And I don't think they're best friends. I just think they're friends.
It's so awkward. I don't blame anyone not wanting to doubt them because who wants to go, by the way, what feelings you're at, who you hate. Like, it's literally death.
I think what you should do is be like, oh my God, I was actually drunk with him the other day and I actually kind of realised I quite fancy him. I'm sorry that I know that's so weird, but I can't help it. Like, I actually kind of feel myself being quite attracted to him.
Yeah, I would just take her for coffee or like...
Yeah, just fucking say it and just be like, I know it's really shit, but like I just do and I can't help it.
And just be like, nothing's happened. I don't even know if it's reciprocated, but this is how I feel. And before anything goes any further, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, but also if she turns around and she's like, I don't want you to do it, that's just going to make you want to do it even more. And I don't actually think it's right for someone to stop you from doing something. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But we all live and we learn. Yeah.
If she's a good person, she'll be like, look, I respect you so much for telling me that. Obviously, it's going to be fucking awkward for me, but like,
yeah,
you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
It's really hard because it's like, you're probably thinking, is it worth doing this to friendship when they've not even like kissed or anything? Like,
I think it's so different if she was still madly in love with him and yeah. It was like the one that got away and like she still can't get over him and she gets upset and she sleeps with him when she still goes out. It's not that case. She doesn't like him. She thinks he's a pig, obviously. They don't get on anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't really think she'll give a fuck.
Yeah, let's hope she doesn't give a fuck. The only reason she'll give a fuck is because she doesn't like him and she probably won't want to hang out with him. And if you're friends, that will sort of change your friendship.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, c'est la vie, shit happens.
It
like,
happens in friendship groups.
I just think whatever happens, you're going to come full circle. Like, even if, you know, time changes, like you and her will make up if you do fall out. Like,
yeah,
you've got to just kind of follow your gut on this one. I'm really sorry I'm not giving you the best advice, but I really think you only you can decide. Either tell her, I think you've got to tell her and just go for it.
I think you just tell her, be like, I know it's fucking weird, be like, I don't really want to, but I actually kind of fancy him. Like, nothing's happened, but I just thought I'd let you know this is how I'm feeling. And what's she gonna do? I think is though, a lot of girls will turn around and be like, you can't go out, you can't do anything.
Just don't ask her permission.
Just be like, I know you're not going to care. And I know this is probably silly me telling you this. You've got to kind of play it like that.
Yeah.
But this is how I feel. And be like, I know you don't give a shit. And you probably think this is petty and you wouldn't care if I got with him or anything. But I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Because
I feel
like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And hopefully she responds in a nice way.
And if she doesn't, then ask us back for a dilemma then, because we'll have to
follow up.
We need to know on that one, because that's a really hard one.
I feel like this sort of thing happens all the time.
Yeah, it really does.
Right, so not so single diaries for me are, I mean, there's nothing that's really happened other than the fact this weekend me and you are going to a wedding. Toby's not coming. Toby's got his own wedding.
Oh yeah, Melissa's gonna stay at mine.
I am, can't wait for that. Gonna have a lovely little family weekend
in the sparing, not in the same village as me, obviously.
We're not swinging. And I always think when you go to weddings, like, you really think like, oof, it makes you really think about the person you're with.
Yeah, it does.
In a way where you're like, can I see myself marrying this person?
I think it's kind of like, it's a shame he can't come because he has been invited to the after thing. Because I always think at weddings, like, I always want to be with Jamie then. Like, that's like my...
You're definitely marrying the right person.
Well, you would want to be with Toby.
Sure. Well, I don't know. We have to wait until after the wedding. Obviously, I'm still going to want to be with him. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
For sure.
But, like, both of us going to separate weddings, we're kind of like, ooh... Ooh, it made you think like, oh,
I remember when my ex, we went to like his auntie or his cousin's wedding or something. And I used to, when I was younger, I really couldn't hold my alcohol and I was such an angry
still
drunk.
Can't.
No, but I was like, yes, sometimes I do get angry. Like, I was a frigging nightmare, like poor boy actually thinking about it. And I remember afterwards, I must have just got too drunk and had an argument with him. And I remember him being like, I watched them get them the way they are together. We are not like that. Like, he basically in his mind was like, you're a psycho and I don't want to
marry you. I can't
marry you. And I remember just being like,
No. Fuck.
Yeah, so it's true. You do think that.
You do think that. So I'm obviously not going to change my mind, but it's kind of like, ooh, exciting times.
And on Sunday, is he coming back or no?
No, it's a 2-day wedding. So he's staying Sunday night again.
Sunday? Is they're not doing it Friday and Saturday? That's
no, because it's the day after, isn't it? That's like what you're doing.
No, I'm going to have my wedding on Friday and do the pool party Saturday.
Well, yeah, so their wedding's on Saturday and they're doing the pool party on Sunday.
Okay, so that's fun. We've got a wedding this weekend, Tiff's wedding. We're so excited. I guess that's also my bride thing. Like, I'm just going to take little notes from her wedding.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, and obviously I am going out on June 4th or something, June, to find my venue. And I'm just going to lock it down. I'm trying to stay calm because our other venue fell through. So I'm trying to stay calm and... we're going to get one. We're going to go out. I've seen a couple that I like. I'm very optimistic about it and not worried.
Okay.
So that's the tea, guys.
Should we rate this wine then?
I'm going to rate it a 6.5 because it's really nice, but I prefer mine a bit more full-bodied.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's quite light. I felt like you could have that with fish and it would actually be okay.
Yeah.
Quite a...
like a Pinot Noir
light.
What's the word? Not convenient. When easy. Like he goes with anything.
Adaptable.
Adaptable. You know the word that we're looking for. It's not that. But yeah, anyway. It's a lovely, lovely wine. I think I'll rate mine the same, 6.5. Right. I'm not going to lie. I haven't had very much of it, but it tasted delightful. No, nor have I, but
only because it's summer and it's a rad.
Yeah, but it's a lovely summer wine. If this is an evening meal with our
so
fish.
So true, yeah.
We would love that.
All with a bit of meat. Mm. Okay, we love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.